Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is once again not brought to you by any donations. If you enjoy this content and were ever thinking of sending me a topic and funds to cover it, this would be the time. So I've decided that I won't stop making content entirely as the Sandman, but worst case scenario, I'll probably take it down to one memes video each week. That'll keep me caught up with what's going on in the woke world out there. Speaking of woke, I'm going to try and release this video as quickly as I can. SVB, or Silicon Valley Bank, the second largest bankruptcy in US banking history, has happened. And as I'm putting this together, two other banks have also gone bust. The FDIC is going to make depositors at SVB, or Silicon Vagina Bank, whole. And that's pretty much going to mean that they'll spend most of the money they have allocated for that. But what happens if other banks go bust too? I think that right now they can only cover around 1 to 2% of all deposits in the US banking system that are insured. So if there's a systematic collapse, then the only other option is for bank bailouts, which means flooding the system with printed money fueling further inflation, or letting deflation take hold and wipe people's 401ks and savings out. The crazy thing about SVB is that they were so worried about hiring women that they didn't seem to think about the consequences. Why would they care when the market in tech stocks has been going straight up for almost 15 years now? They were lending money to big tech startups. According to this tweet by Matt Brainerd, he asks, why is all the focus on SVB's failure of losing all their investments and not on the accomplishment of having the only all-female investment committee in the banking industry? Pay attention to what really matters: empowerment and diversity. One of them is even named Karen. How about that? Not only that, but the chief risk manager, her name is Kim Olsen. To be fair though, the majority of the top dogs were bros in the company, not bitches. But still, the woke head of risk management was too busy organizing a month-long LGBTQ LMNOP event before the company went broke. Jay Esper, this queer person of color from a working-class background, has been accused of prioritizing alphabet people initiatives instead of doing her actual job, which is risk management. But also, to be fair, every company pretty much had to buy government bonds. Once the yields on newly issued government bonds jumped with interest rates, that meant that the price of the ones yielding lower interest rates dropped, because the price of bonds is inversely proportional to the interest rates. We've enjoyed a 40-year bull market in bonds, so the interest rates have been going down since the early 80s. Even I had 1 to 2% of my portfolio in the bond market, and after tech stocks, that was my biggest loss, down about 15%. Who would have thought that interest rates would have spiked that much so fast? I trimmed that position long before the price plunged and held about 10% of my portfolio in those bonds. Since COVID and spiking inflation, I've been doing my own risk management with my money, and so should you. 1/3 of my assets are outside the banking system, in Bitcoin, precious metals, and cash. I don't think the banking system is going to collapse in Canada, but I'm prepared if it happens. Canada's imposed bail-in legislation and government say that they will insure $250,000 in each bank. But the Bank of Canada doesn't have enough money to make everyone whole if that happens. If 98% of the money disappeared, the value of the money that survived would probably shoot up, thanks to what amounts to hyperdeflation. I'll discuss more of this mess that Wayman and banking simps have created in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hawken the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to we might be heading into a second Great Depression shortly clown world show. The banking system is stuck. If they do bailouts and lower rates, that means inflation will most likely rage and people's savings will be wiped out, unless they own assets like the wealthy do. Or if they keep rates high or raise them further, they'll bankrupt the system. The system is screwed and there are really only three options. Number one, let the economy crash and purge the bad investments and wreck the debtors. Number two, print money to make everyone whole and fuel runaway inflation, which will make the money in your pocket worthless, which is normally what governments do when they start to print. They typically choose the inflation routes. So getting out of cash and buying land or tangible assets is usually the best play at that point. Unfortunately, it's hard to time this. As I'm writing this, Signature Bank, the third largest bankruptcy in US banking history, has gone bust, and it's uninsured. So how are people supposed to pay their bills in New York State now? Their rent, phone, and car payments. If things could have been stopped with Silicon Vagina Bank, then that would have been good. But you have to think about it this way. If they weren't made whole, then the wokesters and San Francisco companies wouldn't be able to pay their bills, but the government is promising to make everyone whole. It's almost as if all this was orchestrated to happen, that they get the bailout money to keep pushing their woke agenda because they were first in line, and those that go broke after them will lose their money. It also looks like the people in the bank knew this was going to happen and started selling off their stock weeks before they finally went belly up. The situation was so bad that USDC, a stablecoin, dipped briefly into the low 80s. It never does that, and it's supposed to stay at a dollar. And Coinbase froze withdrawals over last weekend because USDC was something being held at SVB. That's why it's important to take your crypto off of exchanges. Even if they're responsible, all it takes is whammed at woke financial firms that are irresponsible, and then the contagion will spread. In the future, more firms will be stalked by women of color, because they have a badge, instead of simply because of competency. That means that the responsible men are going to increasingly pull their money out of the system. The funny thing about trust in financial institutions is that it takes a lifetime to build up, and only one woke alphabet feminist to not do her due diligence, and that trust is gone forever. I can't tell you how good it makes me feel knowing that I have zero debt and have a third of my assets outside the system, where they can't be outright confiscated. I was watching Better Bachelor saying that he had his life savings in the banking system and was worried about the safety of his deposits, and that if the system goes down, he's going to have to start from zero again. A catastrophic collapse of the banking system or hyperinflation are both the fuel required to take something like Bitcoin to the moon and force mass adoption of it. It's already hitting all-time highs for hash rate over the last couple of weeks. More computers have been connecting to the Bitcoin network. Never look at the price, but instead look at the adoption rate and the hash rate. We saw FTX, a crypto exchange, go bust earlier this year, and after that, I moved most of it off. That was another situation where a woman didn't do risk management when she invested billions of dollars that weren't hers. And now she's a rat helping put Sam Bankman-Fried in prison. And for her cooperation, she's probably going to get what amounts to a soft slap on the wrist. The motto of the story is, don't trust a woman with billions of dollars of client money. The more stuff like this happens, the less men trust their money to financial institutions. The day of these bank failures, crypto also ended up shooting up. Bitcoin was designed for situations like this. Many of you will say it's an imaginary magic bean money scam, and you might be right. But I'd rather trust an algorithm than a thought in Federal Reserve chairperson. I wish everyone luck out there to keep their retirement money and savings safe. Also, make sure you keep something out of the banking system for situations like this. It looks like things are crumbling fast. I could be wrong, but you never know. I prepared myself for both hyperinflation and hyperdeflation. The only thing I'm probably not ready for is the third option, which I didn't really mention before, which is some sort of financial reset, or maybe even bail-ins. That's the wild card I didn't really predict. My gold and Bitcoin will still be there, but cash might lose its value, or be revaluated against some new currency, or be outright confiscated by the banks to basically fill their holes. I can't really prepare for what I don't know will happen. What do you guys think will happen? Will more and more women entering jobs in the financial sector lead to systemic collapse and a situation where men start using Bitcoin, barter, silver, gold, and anything else instead of gynocentric government-issued currencies? Will companies start to dial back woke ideology for the safety of the financial system? Elon Musk even mentioned that he might buy Silicon Vagina Bank. I don't think he's serious, but just imagine if he was. Finally, to keep my channel going, I might just do unscripted videos each day, making some decent points to keep my channel going. To save some money, I'm also thinking of using AI-generated women images instead of the stock ones. I can create some crazy-looking ladies like these ones. If the donations keep drying up, I'm going to start a second theme video each week, one that'll showcase the crazy-looking AI-generated ladies. I put this image up, and it got tens of thousands of views. The algorithm seemed to be creating some really weird stuff. I could create furry content in anime, but not photorealistically. The audience retention level for many memes of the week segments are now 65 to 70% all the way through. That's higher than anything that I've ever created before. Maybe make a different type of video each day of the week that draws decent-sized audiences and has a lot of humor in it. I'll keep you guys posted. If you have any means to support my content, I'd really appreciate it. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women are about to smash the financial system to pieces and then pin the blame on men. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I will rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are going to bring about financial Armageddon because they want to have high-powered banking jobs away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.